Hey everybody, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to this 19th edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. And for this one, I will be reviewing the Australian sci-fi film Other Life, and as well as the coming-of-age thriller that explores the early life of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, My Friend Dahmer. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is Other Life. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the Myth Program Guide, is as follows. Inventing a revolutionary new drug, software engineer Ren Amari, Jessica DeGrow, changes the way that humanity experiences time. One dose and seconds feel like hours inside the user's head. She designed it to save her comatose brother, but her business partner has other plans, selling the drug to the government, who wants to use it to imprison criminals in their own brains. Now, there wasn't many reasons why I was definitely intrigued to check out Other Life at MIFF this year. And one of them being that, of course, it's an Australian film, and I always try to make sure to go out there and support as many Australian films as I possibly can. And the fact that it's kind of a rare sci-fi film as well, and not just because... And usually when Australia does make sci-fi films, they're kind of more of the sort of the action or horror type of variety. But this one is more focused on actual ideas and themes, like sort of more, kind of the more sort of serious kind of sci-fi films do. Not to say that the ones that I mentioned before, like the action horror ones, are bad or anything like that. This one is just more sort of more interested in exploring ideas in the go. And another reason, of course, was the film's director, Ben C. Lucas. This is his long-awaited follow-up film to his 2010 teen drama, Wasted on the Young, which was actually the sort of the first film to feature the first major lead role for actress Adelaide Clemens. And I actually really dug that film a lot, so I was very curious to see what his follow-up film would be. And I have to give him a lot of credit for picking something that is quite ambitious as Other Life. And another reason as well is that it was Ben C. Young actually co-wrote the script with Gregory Wyden. And if you don't know who he is, he's the man who actually wrote the films Highlander and Backdraft. So in that regard, I was curious to see like the combination of all, you know, these elements kind of combined together. What type of sci-fi film would they create? And I have to say, like, I don't think Other Life is a particularly amazing sci-fi film in a lot of ways, but I still found it quite a solid one nonetheless. And I think, my major criticism of the film is that I don't feel like it kind of offers anything new in terms of what we've seen before in other sci-fi films. Like, while I was watching it, I can definitely see a lot of influences to other major big sci-fi films that have been made in the past. And I'm not going to say what they are, because I think a lot of those ones, if I mention them by name, would definitely kind of be add a kind of a spoilery feel to the film. But at the same time, though, I don't mind films that kind of sort of aren't entirely original if they sort of still tell a story in either an engaging or entertaining way. And for most part, I would say that Other Life is still a pretty reasonably engaging film. I mean, it's a pretty well-made one, and the fact that it was made on kind of a very small budget was quite impressive, especially that it actually doesn't feel like that at all. Although I do feel at times it does have this kind of sort of TV film feel to it, but it does make up to it by having some pretty stylish sequences in it as well. And of course, at the heart of it is Jessica DeGrow, who of course a lot of you out there if fans of the TV show Arrow, she's best known for playing the character of Huntress on that show. And I've seen her in quite a few films over the years, both Australian and American films, and I've seen her quite a few times at Films and Myth as well, because she was in These Final Hours and Cut Snake, and I think I feel is the strongest aspect of the film would definitely be her performance. She gives a really strong, really compelling turn that's also quite late as well, and it's interesting to kind of see what her character goes through during the course of this film. And she just does a really good job with that. And also, I did like the fact that even though at times the film is a bit predictable in terms of where it goes with its many turns with the story, I did feel like there were moments where there weren't things I didn't quite expect as well. And I was just kind of curious, like, where like where it was going to go with the story. Like, yeah, I mean, some of it was predictable, but there are other ones that I was actually quite surprised by. And yeah, I mean, there's nothing else I could really say about Other Life. Like I said, I think it's a pretty solid sci-fi film. Like, it's not a film that's going to change your life in any way, but I think for what it is, even though it's not the most original one, I still think it's a pretty solid and engaging one nonetheless. And to me, it has a it makes up to it in a couple of key areas, like Ben C. Lucas's direction, and as well as Jessica DeGrow's performance as well. So if I had to give Other Life a rating, I give it a solid 3 out of 5. Oh yeah, also the score in this film was really well done as well. And from what I gathered, for a lot of you out there, you'll be seeing this film much sooner than later, because I've been at the screening. Ben C. Lucas, who introduced the film, said that Netflix actually picked this film up and will be releasing it later on this year. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll be curious to hear what you guys think of it when you see it. So moving right along to the next film, which of course is My Friend Dharma. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the MIF program guide, once again, is as follows. Jeffrey Dharma is a teenage outcast, obsessed with the morbidity of death and not very good at making friends. His parents are in the midst of a divorce and have very little time for him. And Jeffrey spends his time performing experiments on roadkill and dissolving bones in acid. When some of his classmates decide to befriend the loner to liven things up, they inadvertently encourage the macabre tendencies that consume him. Jeffrey's future is ever-present, colouring these events with a terrifying promise. Now, one thing's for sure, like, if you definitely... When I heard that this film was going to be kind of exploring the younger years of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, it definitely had my interest right away, because I think films, especially ones about real life serial killers, are always fascinating to me. Like, what kind of drove them to be what they are, and the fact that this film kind of focuses on that, especially with Jeffrey Dahmer and his teenager, definitely was a fascinating subject to me as a viewer, and definitely is what I was very interested into checking this film out. And the fact that it actually is based on a graphic novel by John Blackdearth, which I haven't read the graphic novel, but I have actually seen it quite a few times in comic book shops over the past 2 years, and the premise of it definitely sounded interesting. But when I heard that this film was an adaptation of that, I knew that I just had to check it out, because the whole idea that, you know, we're kind of seeing Jeffrey Dahmer, like I said, besides him just how he became a serial killer, and the fact that it's kind of seen from the eyes of somebody who knew him, I thought was an interesting kind of premise for a film as well. So now, having seen the film, I have to say, I'm not going to lie, I really love this film. Like, there are a couple little things here and there, I think, that kind of stop it from giving it my highest rating. But that being said, though, it is an absolutely terrific film that I just found absolutely riveting from beginning to end. And to me, it was a great insight into Jeffrey Dahmer as a person, like what led him to becoming a serial killer. Because the film does a good job at sort of establishing that his loner status and the fact that he does all these kind of weird things, and that, and while his home life is sort of falling apart, and how he basically retreats into that and cut to it in a way that's absolutely disturbing. And of course, when he meets his friends at high school, one of them is played by Alex Wolff, who of course is the brother of actor Nat Wolff, who plays the role of John Blackdearth in the film. They kind of see him as those characters kind of see Dharma as kind of this sort of fun, kind of weird tool they can just mess around with and, you know, can in a way kind of exploit for their own amusement. But as the film kind of goes on, the film kind of starts to see that maybe what they're doing is wrong, and they, once they kind of see how weird Dharma gets over the course of the film, that's when they kind of realize that, you know, there's something seriously wrong with this guy. But at the same time, though, the film has this sort of really compelling way of exploring Dharma as a character, and I think one of the main reasons why I was so enthralled with this portrayal of Dharma in this film was, of course, it's the performance of Ross Lynch in the role of Dharma. I have never seen Ross Lynch in anything before. I know that he's like a big star on the Disney Channel on a couple of TV shows there. So the fact that, but I was incredibly impressed with his performance in this film. Like, he was amazing, and he really kind of dives into the role of Dharma by giving us this really really disturbing but also empathetic look at this character, so that even though, yeah, we know exactly what he's going to be, what he's going to become at some point, but Lynch does a good job at sort of showing us the different layers of Dharma as a character and as a person, and also kind of feeling for us as an audience, kind of empathize with him as well, while at the same time not condoning what he did. And to me, that's a really interesting fine line that this film kind of straddles upon. But I think the director, whose name I am looking up right now, so forgive me, Mark Myers, who also wrote the script, does a really good job at kind of showing that. And to me, this film is a character study and a coming-of-age film. And as both, I think the film does it really well. And actually, what's interesting, though, the kind of the tone and feel of the film kind of reminded me of a lot of Richard Linklater's work, particularly like Dazed and Confused and Everybody Wants Some, and that kind of sort of 70s aesthetic, but also kind of that sort of vibe to it as well, but taking a much more darker approach to it. Like, there are some really funny moments in it and some really gut-wrenching moments in there as well, and Mark Myers does a really good job of sort of finding a tone within the film that doesn't make the film feel, you know, like all over the place tonally. And I think he just did such a great job with this film. So overall, I think My Friend Dharma is an absolutely terrific film. Definitely one of my big highlights of MIFF this year, and one that I kind of had a feeling I knew I was going to like, but I didn't expect it to kind of love it as much as I did. And to me, it's just fantastic. So anyone who has interest in films about real-life serial killers, definitely check this film out. But at the same time, it's not just about that. If you're going to expect lots of murder in this film, you're not going to get that, but it's more about, you know, seeing this this young, disturbed man who kind of evolves into this one of the most notorious serial killers of all time, and the film does a great job at exploring that. I guess in terms of negatives, like, there are just little minor nitpicks here and there I feel like the film could have gone into a bit more, particularly with the more of the relationship with Dharma and his friends and how they kind of feel about this whole situation with exploiting Dharma. But that being said, though, it's still a great film, and like I said, those kind of little nitpicks are pretty minor. So if I had to give My Friend Dharma a rating, I give it a solid 4.5 out of 5. It is a great film, and definitely check it out when it gets released near you. So, yep, that's the end of this 19th edition of my 2017 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and keep a lookout very soon for my 20th edition, in which I will be reviewing director Sally Potter's latest film, the ensemble comedy The Party, and as well as the documentary on civil rights activist James Baldwin with I Am Not Your Negro. So let's get right. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you guys then. See you guys. Bye.